This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Out for your just desserts, it's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud, I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn, y'all talking about out your mouth, I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turn like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk to burn, your bare heels soaked to worn your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question, the enemy the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested, they heavy on weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Low, now I'm talking about get it.
Yeah. I ain't rocking with you, so what you gonna do?
It's my favorite mutiny.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The Friday, December 16th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. Mr. Producer, we good? Bring me up just a little bit here. I don't know what's going on, but this one today, boy. Who had these headphones earlier today swinging on them? Freaking they self out. This got McCartney written all over it. All right, man, before we get started, I got to remind you, man, pick up to Rush Imports, all right? And ship and shop for the holidays with Rush Imports with rates as low as 75 cents per pound. Order between now and December 21st to be entered into the drawing to win a 50-inch TV. All you have to do is call 393-8346. That's 393-8346. Or WhatsApp, 422-1325. That's 422-1325. Order, ship, and win with Rush Imports. Happy Friday to everybody. And, you know, we got lots to talk about, man. I'm going to open up the lines in a second as we go through the headlines. Brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. We get into the buzz. Brought to you by John Shoes. But before we get into that, you know, I got to make sure your mind's in a good place, in a real good place. All right? So I got your brain teaser lined up for you. You know what we're playing for. Joker's Wild Party Passes. Lunch or dinner your choice from Naughty Johnny's. And those off-the-chain Dunkin' Donuts coffee mugs. All right? You know how to get your answers in. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Phone lines are open. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. Now that we've established that, let me hit you up with your brain teaser. And I don't know if I should give you a hard one on Friday or if I should just give you, you know, a mid-range one or make it easy. I don't know. I'll give you a nice, easy, middle-of-the-road one, all right? Okay. A recent survey revealed that these professionals, 80% of these professionals that were surveyed, go broke within 3 years of retirement. What profession am I referring to? What professional, you know, what profession are those professionals from? Or what industry are those professionals from? Recent survey revealed that within 3 years, professionals in this industry or in this profession, 80% of them within 3 years are broke after retirement. Which profession am I referring to? All right? You got between now and the top of the news and the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. Nah, y'all got to be broad, man. Y'all got to be more specific. A lot of y'all being broad with this. Needs to be specific. All right? So while y'all try to get specific and Pacific, all right, I get into the headliners. Who are West making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And you know, Fine Threads got the 12 days of Christmas going on. And today is the fifth day of Christmas. And Fine Threads gave to me on the fifth day of Christmas $15 off shirts and tie sets. So the shirt and tie sets at all Fine Thread locations, $15 off. All part of the 12 days of Christmas. So get into your favorite Fine Thread location, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, or the Southwest Shopping Plaza. Both locations open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Okay? So take advantage of that. Shirt and tie sets, $15 at Fine Threads, part of that big 12 days of Christmas promotion. For more info, simply log on to finethreads.com. All right, let's get up into the headlines. What's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views that matter since 1844? And I have a winner. I have a winner. A lot of you are chiming in now, but I do have a winner. And the actual correct answer, and the first person to chime in correctly with it, is NFL players. Survey revealed that 80% of NFL players 3 years post-retirement are all broke. My God. That is a staggering, sobering statistic. Considering what those athletes do week in, week out, to be broke within 3 years of retirement is crazy. And I think the NFL needs to put more emphasis on their programs that they do offer already, but they need to put more emphasis on business management, teaching these kids how to manage their money. You know, when I see a Kawhi Leonard or a Jason Tatum in the NBA and a couple others in the NFL, who's the one in the NFL who did it most recently? Just lives off his endorsement deals and put the rest up. He's a defensive lineman, and he got paid. The name will come to me in a minute. I think it's Bradley Chubb. I think it's Chubb over there in Cleveland, if I'm not mistaken. But they live on the endorsements, and they bank their money. And that's what you need to do, because you only guaranteed maybe two good NFL contracts. And then you're out of the league. But tell Sparky the phone's working. If Sparky went chime in, let Sparky chime in. And tell Sparky, you know, the only talk show that featured them in their holiday jingle was Talking Heads. No other talk show features Sparky in there, but put Sparky in there as part of the crew. You know what I mean? So tell the goblin he could call. It's all good. Not a problem. Let's check out some of these headlines. Blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison since 1844. SBF renews bid for bail. New hearing expected January 17th. Story by Travis Cartwright Carroll. Lawyers for disgrace. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried have filed an application for bail in the Supreme Court. The Nassau Guardian can confirm the hearing date is set for January 17th, 2023, more than a month away. The Office of the Attorney General was served with notice of the application yesterday. Bankman-Fried, also known as SBF, is currently on remand at the Bahamas Department of Correctional Services. He is fighting extradition to the United States. Acting Commissioner of Corrections Don Clare said SBF was in good spirits on Tuesday night. Mr. Fried is housed in the maximum security housing unit in the sick bay. What did I tell you yesterday, Mr. Producer? What did I tell you? You all stop taking Talking Heads for light, you know. We just be busting it wide open for you all. Wide open. From Bermuda Gate to the FTX hacking. Man, plenty of things, man. Let's just add it to this. I told you all, you boys could be in sick bay. Look, man, if you got officials from the embassy showing up to the court hearing, this brother ain't going in maximum security. He's in a maximum security sick bay. Them dudes in maximum ain't seeing him. The sick bay in maximum seeing him. Now, back to my point. Had that been me or you, Mr. Producer, we was deep inside a maximum, sleeping on cardboard, fighting off roaches, rodents, and all kind of other nefarious characters who, what now, we taking up day space and making the cell even harder because it got 9 or 10 jam up in the cell, which is inhumane in its own right. But SBF good. Of course he's good. You had him in sick bay. Now, if you're a winner, remember you can collect your prizes at The Guardian between now and Friday of next week before we go on holiday. Okay? So a little heads up for you all texting in and asking. All right. So, of course, he got asked for bail. You know, that was coming. That's a no-brainer. But then, look where he was housed. Of course, he could be in good spirits. In the sick bay. He probably watched the game last night. And now we have our Minister of Foreign Affairs, our Affairs in Foreign, like I like to call him, MP for Fox Hill, Chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party, Mr. Fred Mitchell, who's opined once again, story by Nasia Colebrook, opining on the FTX situation again and the ensuing scrutiny over the Bahamas where FTX's base does not pose any significant harm to the jurisdiction, and much of the commentary over the matter has been overblown. Listen, when you make statements like that, Mr. Mitchell, I'll be honest with you. The commentary of your intellect is overblown. Because for you to sit there and say this firestorm is overblown, no, sir. Maybe because the Progressive Liberal Party isn't talking about it and you guys got a gag order or the PM wants us to tread lightly and not ask questions. That's one thing. But this ain't stopping the world from asking questions and pulling files and dropping it all over social media universe on multiple platforms. So please, spare me the drivel. Again, this kind of statement is further proof that Mitchell loves the politics of politics, but the actual, you know, backbone and put the shoulder to the wheel and have some bollocks to you, politics, he ain't got no part of that. Mr. Producer, what's the situation with our phones? They rectified? You still got issues with the phones? It's ringing, man. Put Sparky through, man, for God's sake. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
I'm calling because I think I was the first one to answer the question directly, and I want to know about coming to collect whatever I want.
And when you texted back, I made the announcement. You can come and pick up your prizes between now and next Friday when we close for the holidays.
Okay, what time? How early can I come?
9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Thank you, bye.
Thank you for listening. All right, have a good one. That seemed like that one working, Mr. Producer. It ain't lighting up for you, eh? Ah, okay, but guess what? You need to come in here, sit down, have a seat, deal with the phone, brother. You know I ain't popping no button in here. I don't know who on other end. Sparky, if you're trying to reach me, holler at your boy. Here's something else in the headlines that jumped out at me, and I can't wait till Monday to talk to Roscoe and Daphne and the crew down in Abaco. Deal signed for $800 million Abaco project. Story by Jasper Ward. The government yesterday signed a heads of agreement, HOA. Well, you know what a heads of agreement is, right? All right. With South Abaco Land Development Company for a more than $800 million resort in Abaco that is expected to result in hundreds of jobs. South Abaco Land Development Company Chief Financial Officer Thomas Boynton said the development will take 7 to 10 years to complete. The work on the resort, which will be under the Setai brand, is expected to start within months. Well, how could it start within months if we ain't got no housing for workers? So what, they're going to build their own housing, eh? So I guess that all the red tape get pulled for them to set up shop. But Abaconians got to still languish with the Sears and on a case-by-case order. I can't wait to talk about this on Monday. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, CG. Good day, Talking Heads.
Hey, what's going on, my brother?
There's something I want to point out to you. The gentleman, Mr. John Ray, you know who?
John Ray the third.
The third. He said that this company was uniquely positioned to fail.
You saw that comment too, eh?
No, but that's spark something in me in that I don't think this boy may be the only one. You know, his parents may be steering him in certain directions that he couldn't refuse to go in, you know.
No, listen, all of those are what I call extenuating circumstances after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
My issue still is we shouldn't be going through this ish with SPF and FTX if we would have done our due diligence and we would have jumped in front of this thing when the crap did hit the fan. All of this to but we didn't. The world did, but we didn't. We were told to tread lightly.
And because then there were some people who actually got their money back because the legislation prevented them.
But I would like to know who the 1,500 Bahamians were, who those special 1,500 who were allowed to remove $100 million 24 hours before it went bankrupt. FTX,
he sure did open up the door for them.
And then why do we want to have special coins minted? Why was pressure put on him to mint up special coins? We look very bad to the world with this. And had we been in front and given a reason for everything, we wouldn't look so bad. But we do. So unfortunately,
the problem was coming down on us.
Now, unfortunately, to your point, of course, maybe there were other people involved. That remains to be seen. You leave it up to John Ray long enough, all will be revealed.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
You have a good one, and stay off the dark net this weekend. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Always good to hear from you, man. But, like I said, people are asking questions. People are wondering why. And my question still in this is, as we try to deflect, the question remains the same. How does Bray get here? In the first place, how he get here? How did we reach this point? And I don't care that what goes on in the United States. I don't care what happened elsewhere. I mean, I feel for the persons involved and their loss, but I don't care about brand damage. I don't live there. I live here. I'm a proud Bahamian. Naughty, since you got the hookup for donuts, I guess you could donate 4 boxes of donuts for me for Christmas. Happy holidays. Who is you? Let me know who you are. If you got something going on that needed, maybe I would. Maybe I'd be Santa. If not, I might be the Grinch and eat them donuts myself. Caller, what you should ask for? I mean, texter who just texted in at 4:29. You should ask for a watch so you could be on time to get your answers in. And then that way you won't text me and ask me what you collect when you're not the winner. Ask for a watch next time so you could be on time. All right. You can definitely chime in. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. As we exit the headlines. Who was making headlines in the 242? I brought you, of course, by Fine Threads. We'll slide up into the buzz. What's buzzing in the 242? What's got tongues wagging? All right? And, of course, I'll get to the phone lines. Caller, I see you. Let me go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, how you doing?
Sparky, now listen, I can't let you beat up my producer. He got issues with his phone over there in his studio. I actually don't have issues with mine here, so I'm the slash phone operator today too, so take your time.
Yeah, 323.
I know you was a phone operator back in your day too, so just calm down.
Well, I read the operator, credit collections, fraud, then cellular. Been true and done on BTC, but anyway, it was a beautiful period in my life. The best place I ever worked. Round out best this time too.
So what you got for me today, Sparks?
Naughty, I was trying to find out. I mean, I hear you. The other day, somebody was talking about my diction on Miss Green's show about the way we were taught to use the Queen's English and how people mess it up now, you know. See, I grew up here. I'm 71 years old. I'm always proud to say my age. I know about the street talk, but I also know that when we went to school, we were taught the Queen's English, the proper way to pronounce words, like a TH is a the, and not a DA, a da. A THREE is three, the number, and a TREE is a tree.
Right.
The plot. So when you come in the front of me, I remember one time this happened to me, Naughty. The fella come and sit in the front of me. Now, this was big time Bahamian police officer, cocky right up and all kind of crowd on his shoulder. And I asked him his number. His number was 433-3333. I asked him if he had a farm. He said, am I trying to be funny? I didn't say, no, some of all them trees you got, that has to be a farm. Because I thought the word was 433-3333. I might correct in English language.
Yeah, 3333. You have the TH. The 3 is
but I know
when
we underneath the tree playing dominoes, it is tree, tree. 4-3-3-3-3-3-3.
No, if you under the tree playing dominoes, it's tree for the card, the number on the card, the number tree. You know what I mean?
And the tree with your under is a tree.
And it could be under the tree that you're under is a tree.
Oh,
and
a tree.
And tree, y'all could be playing at the table. So
no, everything is tree.
It's like a tree, and you could have tree brown bottles sitting right there, too.
But the thing is, nothing wrong with your dialect.
And somebody could be smoking on some trees, too, so all kind of tree could break.
That's what they spoke in the bush. But what I'm saying, there's nothing wrong with using your Bahamian dialect. But you got to know when to use it in the right places.
You got to know when to turn it on, and then you got to turn it on and turn it off.
Yeah, if you're up in a podium in a big-time convention hall, and you use the worst Bahamian language in the world, it don't make it look good on you at all.
And listen, I get being a proud Bahamian and showing off the dialect. I do. And, you know, a lot of people are adamant about that's who I am. Yes, that's who you are, and that's who we are.
Well, I tell them like it is, but you're talking about the dialect.
When you're going out to the world stage, you want people to understand you.
Yeah, like I tell them, Donnie, like, when you talk about the dialect, I mean, Jamaicans are like my head when they start swinging left and right.
Lot of mercy.
I tell them the only Jamaican reggae star I like to listen to is Bob Marley. I can understand Bob Marley, but I find it hard to listen to the rest because they be giving me headaches for any. Anyway, you know...
You didn't drink it. You drink some more of them brown bottles, you can understand dancehall, I promise you.
Well, right now, I got to ease off. I had a little small complication the other day.
Well, behave yourself.
Today.
Sparky, let me ask you.
I was cooking and ended up finding myself on the floor. Don't know how I get on the floor. But I wasn't drinking. I just had one of them little lapses in oxygen.
Well, you need
to the brain.
You need to work on that. We need to work on that, man. Come on now. We don't.
You know, this is the third time it happened to me. This year, but what I wanted to really say today.
So, you mean you had that 3 times already for the year, Sparky?
3 times, but I don't sit down all 2-3 days with Dr. Sands. Dr. Sands, Dorado, and me hook up to all the little beeping things. So it ain't the first time. Right. But I'm a little scared to drive down with this because I don't want to happen when I come in outside of it.
Speaking of driving, I hear you had a couple of brown bottles at the Dane Hope, that meeting. That's true. Are you all right?
No, somebody read me about the medium, but no,
well,
down
anyhow,
a tree.
You got a lot of listeners that care about you, Sparky, so maybe yeah, wanted to make
know,
sure.
But you know what I wanted to really say, Donnie, today was I wanted to call Mr. Langen also, but at that time they said the phones wasn't. I just wanted to top it off because next week I know you guys could be real busy around the talk shows, going out, visiting people live on different positions, I guess, around the Christmas time. But I really wanted to say thank you to you and all of the talk show hosts, like I said, Mr., for bringing us through another year, for keeping us all involved, keeping us all on the good side. You know, some of us been going around doing some really fool things, but basically a lot of us love our country. We try to be a little nosy like Bahamians. We want to know everybody's business. We want to know the world affairs. We try to stretch our dollars. We try our best. But I just want to say a special Yuletide season to you and your family in case I don't hear it from you no more after this Friday. I wish you and your family the best. I wish the talk show hosts, all of them out there, the best. And I wish some of them talk show hosts to realize that they ain't popular on their talk show for 2 hours. But Sparky is the most popular person in this Bahamas. Brave scared of Sparky, because he know I's a bad, bad man out there. I love y'all. Y'all be good.
Hey, Sparky, all the best to you and yours, man, and may all your brown bottles be cold and full this holiday season, and you enjoy it with your fam as much as you can, and we do appreciate your contributions.
Yeah, my daughter and my grandchildren, they're coming in town, hopefully this weekend, to spend, to go on Cabbage Beach and to see Junkano And you know, the first thing they want to do when they come from the airport is head down by Mr.
Yeah.
Poole on Fish Fry to get some conch salad.
Right, the pool man. But listen, Sparky, as you go into your new year, man, enjoy now. And yes, you are truly popular, because I can tell you, you up there on the popularity totem pole, because when I look down, I see you about two notches below me, and I know you up there popular. So with that being said, we can almost get to the break there, Mr. Producer. We wrapping up the buzz. Like I told you, thanks for Sparky buzzing in with us and sending some holiday cheer. Greatly appreciated. But before we do that, I got to remind you, man, the buzz brought to you by John's Shoes. Don't forget, great selection, great prices to meet whatever your holiday wardrobe needs. Maybe right now going on at John's, all right? Don't forget new arrivals with Sperry, Timberland Pro, and Clarks in style, just in time for men, all right? And, of course, our small toys for the children while supplies last. And, of course, don't forget they got the small home appliances and cookware as well at both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty the Hardy. What's going on?
Hey, man? What's going on, Gardner? What's going on with you, man?
Man, one thing with you. You doing the part of the left. You playing the part of the left. Everybody on the right. You the real progressive liberal. Level man in the
man, you know I like to walk to a different beat, man. I don't always like to, you know, I'm a trailblazer, I'm a maverick. I don't like, if I don't like the beat of a certain drum, I make the beat of my own, you know?
And people who calling themselves PLP is playing of PLP. You used to PLP.
Man, listen, you know, why? Because you think I think progressively and liberally, that's what you think?
Right. Yeah, they more Republican than...
Boy, I tell you, hey?
They conservative, man. The whole Bahamas, that's the problem. You know, you're the only progressive one in the Bahamas. You know what I mean?
But if you calling me progressive, you must be thinking like me too, then. So that made the two of us being the only two progressive ones, me and you, Gardner. That's a scary thought.
You and that crew come on Saturday morning.
All right, them youngsters on Saturday mornings, them young fellas, boy.
They
be carrying on. I hear them on the baseball practice. I call them my nephews. They call me Uncle Naughty. It all works out, you know?
Yeah. Man, let's tell these people go to old men that they are, yeah? And stop looking bad.
Yeah, man. Listen, right? Gardner, we look
looking bad.
We look horrible to the world. And like I said, if there were loopholes coming in the DARE Act and you had issue with it, then close it when you took it over from the F&M. And do your due diligence ahead of time.
Tell the PLP we don't want but no, we got to stick together when they're in power. When the F&M in power, they trying to mash them down. You understand me?
Boy, I tell you,
one... love to talk, but are you trying to, what you call it, the city government?
According to the chairman and according to the Minister of Foreign Affairs, man, all of this is blown over. This is overblown. There's much to do about nothing.
Overblown? How come they ain't put no charges on FTX, man? You know? Why? How could FTX be licensed in this country? Where were the regulations? All they want to do is they're only concerned about liquidations where they could sell the properties to their friends.
Yeah.
At a low price. That's all they want to do.
And then I can't wait till on Monday, Gardner. Tune in Monday when we hear from Abaco, because we got to talk about this $800 million Abaco project, because all of a sudden now they got opportunities for $800 million project, but Abaconians still suffering? How that could work, man?
Man, they trying to do some funny business with carbon credit and things.
Boy.
People get their hand and everything.
Do your research. Do your research over the weekend, Gardner, and meet me back here on Monday and we can chop it up, all right?
Yeah, man. Be good, man.
Have a great weekend. And your Celtics beat my Lakers the other night. That was a good game. That was a sweet game. LeBron tosses that game, boy.
You know I'm ready for the Celtics.
Gardner, they looking good. I ain't gonna lie. Barring injury, you're looking good right now. You're scary. You're some bad boys.
We got Lynn. And we got Lynn in our playmaker.
Yeah, man. You're all playing. You're all doing the thing. Can't take it from you, man. But be
and
safe.
Everybody's shooting up, boy. You all be with them saying, reach yet.
You're looking good.
Right.
But have a good weekend.
And pass the ball, make them in the ball, be moving with them.
Yeah, man, you're looking good, man. We'll talk more. Have a good weekend, man. And we'll talk on Monday. Be safe.
Yeah, let's man, you're so good, man.
All right, my brother. Let's get to the break, Mr. Producer. And on the flip side of the break, we'll pick up, you know, what's left off of the first hour of Talking Heads. Check out the global warming scene of the planet in 60 seconds or less. Well, brought to you, of course, by KFC National. And I'll take my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. All coming up on the flip side, so don't touch it.
Christmas coming here.
Christmas is coming and your fingers are tingling for the KFC flavors that satisfy your cravings. Get that fried chicken holiday vibe with a juicy KFC Festive Feast Mega Pack. Loaded with 8 boneless KFC bites of 100% white meat, a chicken leg, mashed potato with gravy, corn, a biscuit, a delicious guava dessert biscuit, and a mega-sized Pepsi. Have a finger-licking good Christmas with KFC.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Dunkin' has a new twist on an old holiday favorite. The Dunkin' Turkey Cranberry Sandwich layers sliced deli turkey, Swiss cheese, fresh crisp arugula on a flaky buttery croissant, all topped with mustard and cranberry sauce. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Turkey Cranberry Sandwich combo includes a bag of crispy popcorners and a freshly brewed iced tea for only $9 plus VAT. Tis the season. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, everybody, from Talking Heads, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. See you in the new year. Listen, man, I got to say this, man. I got to say this, though, on a real note, man. Big up to all the producers, you know, everybody, man, you know. April, Arlington, Wally, Chris, everybody who helped make sure down, Kermie. Man, it's been fun. This whole move, this whole year has been fun, man. Great chemistry around here, great camaraderie, and good sense of humor, too. But I love working around people who can give and take a joke, for sure. All right, don't forget, shipping shop for the holidays with Rush Imports with rates as low as 75 cents a pound. Order between now and December 21st, and be entered into that drawing to win a 50-inch TV. Call Rush Imports today, 393-8346, or WhatsApp them, 422-1325. That's 422-1325. Order, ship, and win with Rush Imports. All right. Real quick, man. Real quick, little FYI for you. I got the global warming coming up for you. I'm going to hit that up for you. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And listen, man, KFC Nassau doing big things, man. It is all about those festive feasts, man. The festive feast is doing it for you. And they're hooking it up for you big time this year. All right? Listen to all the goodness you get in the festive feast this year, man. You don't want to miss out. You know Christmas is coming. And a big part of Christmas is KFC at some point. All right? And your fingers are tingling for the KFC flavors that bring us together this holiday season. And don't forget, for a limited time, every KFC 8-piece festive feast mega meal includes a half-gallon Pepsi and a reusable drink bag. Perfect for your next festive get-together. All right, make that a finger-licking good Christmas for the KFC Festive Feast Mega Meal, packed with 8 pieces of juicy fried chicken, family fries, 4 buttery biscuits, and a half gallon of Pepsi in the new reusable bag. Waiting for you at your favorite KFC location for takeout and for drive-thru, all right? Now let's check out the warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All right, here we go. The cameo that Henry Cavill made as Superman in the credits of Black Adam will be the last time you see him dressed up as the Man of Steel. He says the new bosses at DC Comics want to go in a different direction. Wow. How many times they could trade it? Hey, just leave The Rock as Black Adam, all right? That movie was dope. I enjoyed it. Yeah, I'm biased because you know The Rock. I'm a huge fan of The Rock from the wrestling days, but still, great movie. Enjoyed the heck out of that. The late Carrie Fisher's daughter, Billie Lord, Ticket to Paradise Star Wars sequels, welcomes her second child, a girl this week, Jackson Joan Lord Rydell. Dino Danelli, drummer for Rock and Roll Hall of Fame band The Rascals, has died. He was 78. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker will succeed Mark Emmert as president of the National Collegiate Athletic Association, the NCAA. The 44-year-old princess from Thailand's royal family had to be hospitalized due to a heart issue. Paul and Linda McCartney's daughter Mary has produced a new documentary on Abbey Road Studios called If These Walls Could Sing. The next and final January 6th committee meeting will be on Monday at 10 a.m., 1 p.m. I tell you, boy. France and Argentina in the World Cup final tomorrow morning. Get up early to watch that. And, of course, we have a new world record. Ekaterina Lysina is in the record books for the longest legs in the world. At 6'9", the Russian woman's left leg measures 52.3 inches, and she has a size 13 foot. You sure that ain't a dude? That ain't like Joanna, man? But anyway, everything cool. All right. And that's a wrap right there on your global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Let me slide up into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break right now, because you know I runs on Dunkin', and you could be running on Dunkin' all season long. Those signature lattes are back for the holidays, just in time for you at Dunkin'. All right, they got the new holiday flavors going on for you. You got the peppermint mocha, the toasted white chocolate, and the new brown sugar cookie signature lattes all waiting on you. But don't forget, Dunkin' has a new twist on the holiday favorite. The new Dunkin' Turkey Cranberry Sandwich layers sliced deli turkey, Swiss cheese, arugula on a flaky croissant topped with mustard and cranberry sauce, and it is all good. I fully endorse it, had it several times, and it is all good. Grab you one today at your favorite Dunkin' location. Let's go to the phone lines. See who's taking this Dunkin' Donuts coffee break with me. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, bless up. What's going on, Naughty?
Hey, 52, what's going on? I heard from you in a while, man. All is well with you and yours?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get a little hernia from exercising, doing some little kickboxing thing. They're a little too rigorous, you know.
Careful, man. I hope you're a speedy recover.
From the second one. I get the second one doing too much sit-ups, so you know what it is.
Yeah, well.
I get my judgment. But the other thing is, I'm not worrying about anybody else, you know. The thing is, Naughty, my boy Gardner give me a good laugh, right? Because, you know, he from Anglistan, I from this area. So I share the same sentiment. I also share the same sentiment as you, right?
Uh-huh.
So just togetherness thing. We wasn't together during the pandemic. They dubbed some of us anti-boxers, right? And even though BBC, the sudden adult death syndrome. But the thing is, I don't know, I can bring up a behemoth word. I don't want to call no one name. Tingham, right? My boy, right? you saw the email about Tingham, them saying they had money for politicians. But they gave the amount of money, I'm going to say, they had for politicians all over the world, right?
Right.
But we know they funded the Democrats and the Republican, right?
Right. They funded the Democrats openly, and they dark-funded them, the Republicans in the dark. But, yeah, they did.
Hey, Naughty, you know what bullied me when I was on the radio with the Voice in the Wilderness? Thank God for Dr. Bethel and Dr. Archie them, because I might have gone out of my mind knowing I was speaking the truth, and the collective sheep was castigating and lambasting 52, right, for speaking the truth. Now they find out that they come up with sudden adult death syndrome, right? But tangible money was exchanged for intangible money, right? That's all I could say. Now, the thing is, I just called to let you know that I'm a very conscious person. I'm juxtaposing the initiation of this company, and then all of a sudden, the public-private partnership narrative came up, like, during this time, like, that was all being pushed, public-private partnership.
What I always tell them, 52, connect the dots, follow the money, right?
Yeah, I don't worry with the headlines. I just read between the lines, and I can look through the blinds.
And check the back pages,
too. And I ain't mind, and I ain't singing for no supper, trying to move into the upper. Bless up.
All right,
Naughty.
Yeah.
I can't talk football because the Steelers ain't doing too good, right?
But listen here, I saw your boy today, man, Roethlisberger. I was talking to him at the Bahama Bowl, man, on the sideline.
That's good, man. That's good. But the boy Pickett looked good. You know, the offense looked good. But I watched a couple of the games. I wonder how we get this bad record, but the offense looked good. I don't get it.
All right.
Pulling them should be doing better than what they're doing.
Yeah.
I was pulling for them, you know what I mean, to get some, you know what I mean, at least be...
Listen, Dolphin land so bad. I had two dolphins on the phone.
But I
want to
get
at each other.
Bless up.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
be safe. Have a good holiday and all the best to you and your fam, bro. Yeah, man. It was too classic the other day, 52. You might have missed it a little bit. Pearly and Mystery Dolphin, but it was going at it. We got that recorded. We keeping that an annals of time on this show. Not going down forever. All right. Speaking of going down, we got to get to the break. On the flip side of the break, we'll get up into the news. All right. But don't forget real quick, got to remind you, big things popping with the Island Game, all right? They got the 12 Days of Christmas promotion going on. And I'm telling you, they are hooking it up for everybody, all right? It's the Cashmas promotion. 12 Days of Cashmas at the Island Game. And don't forget, the Island Game is going to reward 78 patrons this holiday season with $250,000 in cash prizes, all right? Here's how you enter, real simple. Any patron who deposits $20 or more on their verified account during the promotion dates will automatically be entered into the promotion. Patrons can enter as many times as they like. However, they can only win once during the promotion. For more information, simply log on to theislandgame.com. And remember, the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. Let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. The news is coming up. And on the flip side of the news, we're into the 5 o'clock hour. And we're talking sports right here on the Friday, December 16th edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
Prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Kick off the holiday season with Dunkin's 3 delicious signature lattes made with rich espresso and topped with whipped cream. Sip a Dunkin' Peppermint Mocha Latte with mocha and peppermint, or try a toasted white chocolate latte with creamy white chocolate flavor. The new Dunkin' Brown Sugar Cookie Latte features notes of sweet brown sugar and holiday spices. Hurry in today. The Dunkin' Holiday Lattes are only in town for the holiday season. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
was the blame. Screw what get the cash. Yes, we brought it back. 20 gets you in. 12 is the win. Right now we'll put money on your book. You can have a very Merry Christmas. Island Games can take care of your wish list. 12 is a cash must with Percy's
Island Games.
It's the game you know, the friends you trust. You may play with them, but you win with us.
For every $20 deposit, you're entered to win cash.
Christmas coming here.
Christmas is coming, and your fingers are tingling for the KFC flavors that bring us together this holiday season. Enjoy a festive feast mega meal, packed of 8 pieces of juicy fried chicken, family fries, 4 buttery biscuits, and a half gallon of Pepsi in a reusable bag. Available for a limited time, these reusable drink bags are perfect for your next get-together. Have a finger-licking good Christmas with KFC.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Talking Heads, the Friday, December 16th edition continues right now. It's Friday, right? Today is Friday, right? We're on Friday now, right? Yeah, I'm going to make sure. Time flying. Next thing you know, it'll be ho, ho, ho and Christmas morning. So we're into the 5 o'clock hour, and you know how we do each and every day in the 5 o'clock hour. We got Pearly zooming in yet? Keep an eye out for the Pearl. The Pearl should be zooming in short order. But we got that today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Charlton Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner on the weekend. Great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. Don't forget happy hour every Wednesday and Friday. Happy hour tonight at Naughty Johnny's, as a matter of fact. So definitely, you know, take advantage of that. 5 to 7, it just kicked off. They got great cocktails, all right? Great menu items to go along with that. So be sure to give them a call, see what's going on. 377-7776. All right, and let's check out today in sports history, all brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. And let's see what transpired on today in sports history. Did we have a busy day? Wow, we had a lot happen on this day, December 16th, 2022. Look out for Peter, too. Raheem's supposed to be chiming in about now as well, so look out for Radio Raheem as well. On this day, December 16th in sports history, 1929, the Chicago Blackhawks played their first game at Chicago Stadium. They beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 3-1. 1972, the Miami Dolphins became the first NFL team to go unbeaten and untied in the 14-game regular season. And that's the only tangible fact that the Dolphins have to hold on to remain relevant in 2022 when we talk NFL football. So, Dolphin fans, hey, I highlighted your only point of relevance, your perfect season. See, I didn't make fun of it. 1973, O.J. Simpson broke Jim Brown's single-season rushing record in the NFL. Brown had rushed for 1,863 yards, while Simpson became the first NFL player to rush for more than 2,000 yards when he attained 2,003 yards in a single season. 1979, Roger the Dodger Staubach of the Dallas Cowboys played his last regular season game. The Cowboys came from behind to win the game in the last 5 minutes in typical Staubach fashion. Dak Prescott was kind of reminiscent of Staubach the other day on that last drive against the Texans. 98 yards, got it done. Yeah, I know. 1990, Warren Moon of the Houston Oilers threw for 527 yards against the Kansas City Chiefs. I watched that game, all right? And he had Haywood Jeffries, Ernest Givens, caught a ton of balls in that game. Yes, indeed. 1991, that was the run-and-shoot offense in Houston. 1991, the Tampa Bay Lightning and Ottawa Senators were officially granted membership in the NHL. 1995, Fox TV aired a fight between Mike Tyson and Buster Mathis Jr. Tyson knocked Mathis out in the third round. The fight brought in Fox's highest Nielsen rating to date. The Detroit Lions in 2001, the Detroit Lions won their first game of the 2001-2002 season against the Minnesota Vikings. The Lions, after the win, had a 1-12 record. 2001, an instant replay decision led to a bottle-throwing melee in a game between the Cleveland Browns and the Jacksonville Jaguars. The decision disallowed a catch by the Browns with 48 seconds left in the game. The Jaguars won the game 15-10. During a game in New York, a fight occurred between multiple players. This is in 2006. During a game in New York, a fight occurred between multiple players for the Denver Nuggets and the New York Knicks. 10 players were ejected from the game. The NBA suspended several players, and both teams were fined $500,000. Sports quote of the day: today I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. Lou Gehrig, July 4th, 1939. And that was in his retirement speech, and it's one of the most moving speeches in sports history ever. And that's a wrap on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnnies. All right, Mr. Producer, we got Perlio, we got Peter chime in yet? All right, let me know when they chime in. And while we wait for them, we'll slide in to Today in Sports, all right? And on Today in Sports, I tell you, boy, Today in Sports, we got a lot to talk about, all right? And it's all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau, you know, the home court, the local sports headlines, all brought to you, like I said, by Burger King Nassau. And listen, you could drive into the new year in a brand new car. That's right, a brand new car. I ain't lying to you. Burger King Nassau are doing big things. And like I say, all you got to do, upgrade it. That's right. Upgrade it. Upgrade your favorite Burger King combo, and you are going to get answered. You fill out your form, you drop it in the box, and you can ride into the holidays in a brand new BYD 2022 Han EV electric vehicle, courtesy of Burger King Nassau and Easy Car Sales. And you got between now and the 27th to get registered, to get entered. And the big drawing is on December 28th. So ride into the new year with BK and Easy Car Sales. All you got to do, upgrade, and fill out the form correctly. All right? It don't make no sense if you don't fill out the form correctly. You're shooting yourself in the foot if you do. If you don't, fill it out correctly. Make sure I drop it in the box. Get it? Got it? Good. All right. National records broken in Melbourne. Story by Simba French. Bahamian swimmers Lamar Taylor and Luke Kennedy Thompson both broke national records at the 16th FINA World Swimming Federation Short Course World Championships that is currently being held in Melbourne Sports and Aquatic Center in Melbourne, Australia. Taylor broke the short course national record in the 50 meters backstroke on Thursday, clocking 23:58. He was second in the heat number 3 and 20th overall, 4 places from qualifying for the semifinals. The collegiate swimmer broke the Bahamian national record of 26.10 seconds that was set by Chris Vakoulis in 2006. And Lamar Taylor broke the short course national record in the 50-meter backstroke, like I told you. And Bahamian Luke Kennedy Thompson broke the short course national record in the men's 400 freestyle, clocking 3 minutes 57 seconds, like I said, at the 16th FINA Short Course World Championships in Melbourne, Australia. So job well done. BAAA odd distance meet set for this Saturday, story by Sheldon Longley. So quite a bit of excitement brewing about the 2022-2023 local track and field season, which gets underway this Saturday with the staging of the Bahamas Association of Athletic Associations, BAAA Odd Distance Track and Field Meet. The meet, a staple event on the calendar over the years, is set for 12 to 6 p.m. on Saturday at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium. So we'll keep an eye out on that and see how that transpires, but always good to see stuff going on in December. And, of course, you know, you got the Bahamas Bowl played today. You had the University of Alabama Blazers, Alabama Birmingham Blazers, took on the Miami University Redhawks, and that's Miami of Ohio. And, of course, you know, that's the alma mater of Ben Roethlisberger. He was on the sideline today. Got a chance to talk to him. Also got a chance to talk to Trent Dilfer, former Super Bowl champ quarterback with the Baltimore Ravens. He's the new head coach of the University of Alabama Birmingham Blazers. He'll be taking over the program next season. And the first bowl game of the day was the Bahama Bowl, which the University of Alabama Birmingham Blazers won 24-20 over the Miami of Ohio Redhawks. So UAB ended up 7-6. And Miami ended up 6-7. And I was there when Miami took the 20-17 lead with 6:52 left in the fourth quarter. And Brown fumbled it, and the Red Hawks took over at the UAB 28 before missing a 47-yard field goal. Then Brown redeemed himself on the next drive. Brown, obviously, the running back for UAB, who finished with 24 carries with over 100 yards for the fifth time this season. All right? So at the end of the day, it was a great game. Another great performance, another exciting game, but we needed to be better attended. All right? It's not interfering with any junk new dates. School is out. Something for the kids to do. Next year, we need to fill that stadium even more. But the good thing about it is we've got sponsorship for the event. It's going to run for another 4 years. ESPN still loves the product. So we got a lot of big things popping. And big up to Hometown Lenders, the sponsor of the Bahama Bowl. And big up to my good friend, Lee Militulli, good friend of the show, for making it happen again and continuing to bring top-level sports to the Bahamas. All right. And like I say, you got a chance to see any highlights of that game today. Have a look. They had some good plays, especially the scoring plays. I got another bowl game going on right now at the Cure Bowl. I think that's the one. Yeah, the 2022 Cure Bowl. You have Texas San Antonio leading Troy 12-7. Texas San Antonio, the 25th ranked team in the country. Troy, the 24th ranked team in the country. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, it's Rocky one time. Did the quarterback for Pittsburgh Steelers resign?
Yeah, Roethlisberger retired last season.
Oh, he retired.
And he's now enjoying retirement, according to him. I know he has a property out there at Albany. So, you know.
Him too?
Yeah, him too. And
well, you got a lot of people down at Albany. It's a big place.
I tell you. So, apparently, he this is a home away from home, has a second home here, loves the island. And watch his alma mater up close and personal there. Unfortunately, they came up a little bit short, 24 out of 20 to the University of Alabama Birmingham Blazers. But nonetheless, a great game. Great game. Wish we had more in attendance.
How do you remember all these different sports, man?
What you ought to remember.
That in your blood. I can't even remember
Sparky,
some of the fellas on the team I pulled for.
The way you remember the foolishness politicians have done from time immemorial. But you ought to remember in politics like that, I am to sports. That's what it is, bro.
I mean, you see what kindergarten these fellas been to.
But you also know who they used to sweetheart when they was in the 7th grade and checking one in the 9th and one in the 5th. So, I mean, you know what time
wait,
it is.
Wait, you're going to come to you. I listen to you and Miss Erin Green. You all know more sports than I believe some of them ABC and them
well,
announcers.
I'll tell you an interesting story about Erin
Green. Erin Green know more sports than I than more man.
Well, you know, I listen, Erin is my home girl now, so I know Erin a long time.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you how Erin knows so much about sports, though. Her uncle, Stanley Mitchell, you know Stan, the man, he know everything about track and field and about boxing, real strong sports aficionado.
And you talk about one cool cat.
And
he's one of the calmest, coolest fellas. If you talk to him, he's calm you right down.
Now, you know where he get all the coolness from? His late brother, Stephen Daddy-O Mitchell.
Oh, Daddy, everybody know Daddy-O.
Now you ask me why I know so much about politics or whatever. Daddy-O peed me to the game years ago, but he told me everything I needed to know.
Them fellas that know some sports. But
now when you all want to know why I know so much about the F&M, the PFP, and I Never Scared, I was mentored by Daddy-O, man, the great Daddy-O. Just how Customato raised Tyson and taught him up, that's how Daddy-O taught me up in
well,
politics.
You know, I know my little bit. I know my little bit, but y'all could put me in the coffin. Y'all hot.
I'll tell you, the amount of sports conversations I had, some of the best conversations I've had about sports was with Daddy-O. And with Stephen Mitchell. Yeah, man.
You don't hear much from? Jeff Williams.
Yeah, man. Jeff is, man, I talked to Jeff online, but Jeff knows everything about
down
baseball.
Down by Deltek Banking.
And about football, too. If Jeff down by Deltek, he might know something about this FTX thing. We need to call him.
No, Jeff retired a long time. Jeff,
but he still might know.
He just retired as ambassador to Haiti the other day. He was ambassador to Haiti.
Right.
Under the F&M. And then after the loss, then Jeff going quiet.
Yeah,
they down in the back there somewhere.
But like I say, I mean, I follow a lot of sports, Sparky. So I know where Erin gets her sports knowledge from, man. She grew up talking it, man. And you know. Brendan, her cousin, knows a lot about sports, and a lot of guys from the community know a lot about sports in there, too. So
I mean, and you know, I used to be wondering if y'all is reading this stuff or is this just coming right out your ears.
Man, and I'll tell you another thing too, Sparky. You know, when you're a comedian, you're on stage, you got 20, 30 minutes to do your set, and then you come off, you got the rest of the night off, right? So while while you drink out of brown bottles, while I sip my brown liquor, I follow sports all night, so I'll check up on
that. Yeah, I admire some people like 52, you know, when it comes to chemistry, he seemed to be right on the chemistry.
What 52 is to science, I am the sports, but you are the politics. See, everybody got their yin and their yang and their strong
point. And
then
you got your boy up in Freeport. What's his name?
C. Allen. That's the digital czar.
And then you got the green lizard up off of Village Road with the Let's Go Solo.
Oh, you mean the green lizard? You mean Grammy?
Yeah, the green lizard. I call him Green Lizard because he acts like he's a little black boy from over the hill, but we know he's a white boy.
Are you calling him a gecko? Is that what you calling him, a gecko?
No, what do you call that?
You say green lizard. The only green lizard I know is a gecko, man.
They call it chameleon.
That too.
Yeah, chameleon. Them lizards, whatever branch they're on, that's what color they is.
Hey, Mr. Producer, since he said chameleon, let's go old school today. Line up Boy George and Culture Club. Call him a chameleon for a break, man.
Graham is a chameleon. He's changed color.
Yeah, depending on where the motor scooter stop, eh? In front of it's Dunkin' Donuts, in front of me. Hey, boy, Sparky, you're bringing it today. Yeah, Mr. Producer, let's use that one going to the break. Have we got anything from Peter or from Peter's Hill? What's going on, Radio Raheem? What's happening, man? You chiming in?
Hey, exciting Bahama Bowl. I enjoyed watching it today. It was good. I understand you were live on the scene.
I was on the sidelines. You know, I had to go make a cameo, man. I do each and every year at the Bahama Bowl and catch up with some good friends, Lee Milatuli and the crew who always make it happen. Got to meet some of the sponsors from Hometown Lenders, which is really good. Got a chance to talk to Trent Dilfer and Ben Roethlisberger, respectively. So that was a good bit. And boy, I tell you, I picked the right time to talk to Ben, because, you know, when they flashed up on the scoreboard, who was standing right next to Ben when they flashed him up there on ESPN? So I technically have now made ESPN.
So location.
Exactly. When you introduce me to Jokers, you can say now as seen on ESPN. A shameless credit, and I'm taking it.
The legend in many circles.
Taking it. But it was a really good game, man. And the touchdown to Macy, the wide receiver, was awesome. I saw it right there in the corner of the end zone. Great catch, high-pointed it, good throw by the quarterback. Defensive back was in perfect position, but the kid made a great play. Unfortunately, they couldn't hold on, and the University of Alabama Birmingham Blazers win it going away 24-20. And way to send off this coaching staff that's not going to be returning, because obviously next year the new head coach of UAB is going to be Trent Dilfer.
Weren't you, did you have flashbacks at the end of the Titans in the Super Bowl against the Rams?
No.
He came just a little bit short.
I did not have flashbacks because I was on my way to work at that point in time, Peter, so I missed that play.
The last play of the game, they got a ball on the 15, and they just had to get in, you know, 1 second left on the clock, and catch the ball.
And Kevin Dyson. Boy, I tell you, Kevin Dyson, man, I thought he was going to be so much better in the pros. Injuries took him out, but came up a yard short on that play. And that was a tough play to watch if you're a Titans fan.
This guy needed 15 yards. He got 13 and a half. So I was like, well, you know, he just had the flashbacks to Dyson, who, you know, the LSU SEC guy. And he just like, man, you know. But very good game. Like I said, very good game. Very good game. They've got a few NFL prospects in that.
Yeah, I was going to tell you that was the talk. A lot of, on both sides of the football, several prospects that people are looking at, including the kid Macy, who caught the touchdown in the corner of the end zone right in front of me, as well as the running back Brown from UAB.
Yes. I want to call him the Hippo Kid, but his name is it Hippoheimer? Hippoheimer?
One of them, John Jammer Jingleheimer Smith. I think we covered it, but all of that.
Yeah, he's got, I felt that, he's just got a lot more as watching him play. That it wasn't his best game. He had good routes, and he had some opportunities to, you know, to really show out. But, you know, he really didn't do that. But the other kids, the running back, like you said, he did well. The running back from UAB, he did well. He looks like a Lamar Miller type guy. Not super flashy, but reliable. So I think he has a good chance to get drafted. And I love seeing them play here in the Bahamas and then seeing them play in the pros, you know, that's always just like Bo Bichette. We saw him at home run derby, and then you see Bo Bichette playing in a Major League Baseball. So,
and that's speaking of home run derby, we got that tomorrow as well. So I'm looking forward to that. That's always a staple. You know, out there in Montague. Because
the people you're seeing now, you're going to see them, you know, on TV in the pros. So come out to the games.
You got to come out to the games. I mean, a lot of times we have like sports here right up in your face. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And here we go. We ignore it. We just let it slide. And it's crazy. You pay top dollar in the States to see these kind of teams play. Sure. And then you
I had three of my Jets teammates out there. And you're a Jet also. That's four of you. Four of us. And they all said they had a good time watching the game.
Well, we'll see. I mean, we have a good time enjoying it. But we got to get more people out there. Because it is a good product, yeah, man. It's definitely a good product and something that we should promote more, I feel.
Bro, I was watching the game, then I see Jerry Jones spokes, right? I quickly, you know.
Yeah, I want to get to that. What have you heard? I've been hearing updates throughout the day that Dallas is getting close to a deal with Odell Beckham Jr. As of a couple of hours ago, 3 hours ago, maybe 2:26, they had a report, and when you see this man's name to it, you have to really start looking at it. If you know anything about the NFL, then Adam Schefter had breaking news about 3 hours ago on the NFL Network and on ESPN as well, saying that Jerry Jones and the Cowboys are close to signing Odell Beckham Jr.
What I read is similar, same thing, and then Odell doesn't want to play in the regular season. And Jerry's saying, we want to get, not Jerry, but other Dallas Cowboys are saying, hey, want to get ready for the playoffs. So it seems that adding Odell for the playoffs is the plan.
This is where it gets interesting for me. When I hear the name Mike Fisher associated with a Dallas Cowboys report, or Todd Archer associated with a Dallas Cowboys report, it's pretty much close to gospel. This one coming in at 1:31 Eastern time today from Mike Fisher. Odell Beckham Jr. is going to join the Cowboys, promises Jerry Jones, and he's going to sign a one-year deal. After all the Odell Beckham Jr. drama and posturing, a Dallas Cowboys fan likely feels twisted into a knot, featuring both anticipation and skepticism, according to Fisher. But apparently, here comes another twist from Jerry Jones, and quoted as saying, Odell's going to join us. And that quote came via USA Today's Jarrett Bell, and we could suggest that it makes clear the plan for the injured 8-year veteran and 2-time All-Pro to sign with the Cowboys sooner rather than later. And apparently, he's got an eye on a couple of playoff games. That right there, to me, Peter, with the addition of T.Y. Hilton, and possibly with this addition of Odell Beckham Jr. for the playoffs, that right there is an advantage that the Cowboys have. If you got a healthy OBJ for a playoff run only, who is going to really focus in and have an advantage on covering this guy? You don't know where he's going to line up. You don't know what routes he's going to run. And infinitely, he's probably going to be in better shape than anybody covering him right now, because that'll be 17 weeks into the season with the nicks and the bangs and all of that.
And you got to figure.
But it doesn't make sense to me for a one-year deal. I'm thinking a 2-year deal, because we probably want him in the fall next year to see how he could do with a full season.
But I'm sure he's been watching football and studying film to be ready for the playoff start for, you probably, you know, the guests he's going to be playing against. So, you know, he's not coming off like, you know, he's not been doing anything football related. I'm sure he's been rehabbing and paying very close attention and studying style of offenses and then defense, like I said, the Cowboys will probably face. So, and being a veteran, it doesn't take a long time to get him up to speed, because he's seen every defense out there already in 8 years. So, great addition. Fantastic addition. So you got Schultz, you got Odell, you got Hilton, you got CeeDee Lamb, and you got
Michael Gallup, and you got Washington, James Washington. So now that wide receiver room now has become pretty solid.
And then you got your running back, not Zeke, but the other one who can
Tony Pollard.
Yeah.
But
so
about the 1 year contract. It's really a 3 month contract, and it's mostly about about a wing and a prayer and finishing up his knee rehab at the Star. What the plan is to let him rehab, get 100% at the Star with the Cowboys training staff, which is legendary for rehabbing players, well known to be one of the best in the league at doing it. And hopefully that'll give him Jerry Jones and the Cowboys an inside track to signing Odell next year to a longer-term contract, and maybe it'll be Odell being closer back to that $20 million range that he wants. So I think all parties involved here, and if Odell's coming in a playoff sample size to make some noise, to make some money next year, I love the odds because he's coming in going for the jugular. He's coming in to make plays.
I think he gets maybe 20 snaps a game in the first playoff game. But Jerry's smart because you don't want to give him a two-year deal because you want to see, you know, where he is with the knee and what can he do at his age and all the injuries. And after the first year, so okay, well, 3 months, said, okay, we're buying what you're selling. No problem. Here's a longer contract. And with Odell, a very dynamic player, changes everything for the offense because the Cowboys can now run a lot of three-wide receiver sets because you can put Odell in the slot. Like you said, you can move him to the outside. It takes a lot of pressure off for Schultz. I think he shines a lot more. And when you go into three-wide receiver sets because of Odell, opens up the running game because now the linebackers can't cheat to the inside. They got to stay out to respect the fact that you have a legitimate Pro Bowl receiver in the slot. So I think it helps Dak tremendously.
I think, look, if we could stay healthy, we get Tyron Smith back. Now, we lost Terrence Steele, but the fact that we got Jason Peters there, a strong veteran, came in and played without missing a beat over there at right tackle.
The fisherman, yes.
You got it. So at the end of the day, I'm liking what I'm seeing. Jerry's trying to make some smart moves, and we'll see where it goes.
And you still have a really good defense with Parsons and the rest, so... It's not like, you know, the offense has to carry the team every single minute of the game. There's some give and take. The offense can have a bad series. The defense will carry the load. You know, defense gives up a quick touchdown. The offense come on the field and they can come back and score a quick touchdown too. So I think it's a very nice mix that the Dallas Cowboys have. And one of the more talented Dallas Cowboy teams in recent years.
I'm knocking on wood when you say it, Peter, but yeah, it is one of the more talented teams we've had in years, and hopefully we can ride it out and make it count because we've come short so many times with having talented teams in the past. So, you know, hopefully we can seal the deal on this one. And if not a Super Bowl, at least make a long run into the playoffs that leaves us some credibility. You know what I mean?
I do. I don't want to switch gears, but I have to. The Yankees found a pitcher. You heard about that?
Which one?
The one from the Giants.
Yep. Saw that yesterday.
So adding some pitching. The best rotation in baseball.
And how do we have the best rotation in baseball?
We got Severino at 3. We got Nestis at 4.
I like Severino. I've always been a fan of Severino, but I don't know.
He's an all-star.
Huh?
He's an all-star. We got Monty there at 5. Hey, it's a solid rotation.
Yeah.
Why the skepticism? I mean, what's going on?
Because we signed some big people last year too, and they didn't do what they were supposed to do.
Not to the pitching staff. Huh? Not like this. We got the big people. You know, we got the big boy pants. You know, we got the horses now. I want to see some naughty optimism.
Listen, I told you last year, pace yourself, right? You see how we ended up, okay?
Because of pitching, Severino was supposed to come back. He didn't come back. Oh, by the way, Jacoby Ellsbury is on the Hall of Fame list, by the way.
For what?
People eligible for the Hall of Fame. I thought I'd pass that on to you. I know he's one of your favorite players.
Listen, man, Rondon is a good addition, okay? But he got to produce, bro.
Come on. You got Rondon at 2. You got the ace at 1. And now you got Severino at 3? Come on.
Yeah, man. On. Listen, I need to get the San Francisco Rondon. I need the 2.8 ERA. I need the 1.02 whip. All right? I need the 12 strikeouts for every 9 innings. That's what I need.
And you got Monty at five? You what? Do you see someone else's number five pitcher being better than him?
And I need him to go 178 innings like he did before.
What?
He did 178 innings this past season, wow. and he was a finalist for the Cy Young. That's what I need to see.
Yeah, but cool. You got Cole at one, and you got the guy who just got a two. So, pitcher to pitcher, then you get that's better as good as anybody out there. Then you got the third guy is Severino. Someone got a better third pitcher than Severino? Not many. Then the fourth is Nestor. No one's got a better fourth pitcher than Nestor.
But you know, Perlio chime in and dispute that now.
I am sure that he has nothing but shade for the Yankees. You know, on the brightest day, we could just put Perley in the stadium and he will cover all of Yankee Stadium and nobody would have to worry about sweating.
We got some arms there, though. I ain't gonna lie. I like Domingo Germán. I think he's going to do some things. You know, Nestor Cortes Jr., we got over from the Orioles. Frankie Montas, too, from the A's. Don't forget that.
I said that Monty at five.
Oh, okay. You got him at five. Yeah. I think you got to go with Garrett Cole, number one.
Of course.
And don't forget Albert Abreu, too, because Abreu was injured, but Abreu could get you some innings. But, yeah, go Cole at number one.
Yes.
Garrett Cole at number one. Then you go Carlos Rondon at number two.
Yeah, lefty.
I would throw Severino in at number three.
Yeah, solid.
I would go Monty at four and then figure out the rest from there. But you might be onto something with the first four right there, barring injury.
Did Nestor get traded?
No.
But why can't Nestor be four and Monty be five?
Why can't Monty be four and Nestor be five?
Okay, we'll put Nestor at five. So we don't have to go looking for somebody at five. We got him. He made the All-Star game. He's a baller.
And who are you asking? You said, what was the name you said again?
Nestor.
I'm double-checking now because we might have gotten rid of him.
He was still on the roster as of yesterday. Well, and we have him signed through 2025, so he's not going anywhere.
Well, I would like to know why he's not showing up on this pitching roster. Nestor Cortes Jr. Is that who you're referring to?
Yes.
Well, then, yeah, Nestor's there. I mentioned him earlier.
But, yeah.
He was saying Nesty. He was calling him by his nickname. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
I forgot. Yeah. You're on a personal level with these guys, with the pitch.
I gotta check with him to make sure that's okay.
Yeah, I don't have a problem. He's from Hialeah in Miami, so I have no problem with Nestor being, you know, on the Yankees. He's from Hialeah, good Hialeah kid. I don't know. I still like Montas over him.
That's fine. It's interchangeable in my mind. You know, and we're good.
But you got five there, and you got the bats returning. And again, you got to stay healthy, though. You can't stay healthy, Houston, we got a problem.
And you got Germán at six, if needed. You know, you got Garcia at seven, if he could, you know, he's been developing the minor leagues for forever. So he can come up. He's come up a couple times, right? You know, he can give you a couple quality innings.
For sure.
Okay.
So let's get to the break right now. On the flip side of the break, though, Peter, we got to get back in and talk football. We got some Saturday games coming up, three games on Saturday, and the remainder on Sunday. So we got to make our pigskin predictions on the flip side of the break. And then, of course, you know the final 10 going home today. We got CBS Sports and their picks for the Saturday games, which includes Miami visiting Buffalo in Buffalo in the snow. Or the cold. And you know what happens to them Dolphins when they play in the cold this time of year? They turn into the Morgan's fish sticks. You can find them in the freezer aisle in the frozen section of your favorite food store. So I think Dolphins, you're looking at three straight losses in a row. And that will definitely make my Cowboys, once we win this week, three games in front of you in that little bet we got. I could be grilling some Dolphin, and I could be doing it on a grill lined by Dolphin jerseys. Dolphin jerseys, then the cold. Then the grill head, and then, you're going to make it happen. All right, so we're doing our pigskin picks on the flip side of the break as the Friday, December 16th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Do you want a chance to win one of five Yamaha Kryptonite scooters? Do you like the great taste of Frito-Lay chips? Well, all you have to do is purchase chips like Lay's, Doritos, and Cheetos at your favorite grocery store, and you can enter to win thanks to Frito-Lay and Island Wholesale Scooter Giveaway Promotion. Want to know more? Join us at Solomon Supercenter December 17th, this Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. for a chance to play Island Wholesale Shoot and Win Game for instant prizes and a chance to win one of five Yamaha scooters. Frito-Lay, distributed by Island Wholesale.
Burger King wants you to ride into the holidays in style with a brand new 2022 BYD Han all-electric sedan from Easy Car Sales. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just upgrade your favorite combo for one ticket, or double your chances with a King combo, or triple your chance to win with the purchase of a BK family deal. It's electric at Burger King this holiday, where you get the chance to win a 2022 BYD Han EV sedan when you upgrade your combo at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Christy Simon Games has a list of names. Who will get the cash? Yes, we brought it back. 20 gets you in, 12 is the win. Right now we'll put money on your book. You can have a very Merry Christmas. Island Games can take care of your wish list. 12 is a cash must with Percy Simon Games. It's the game you know, the friends you trust. You may play with them, but you win with us.
For every $20 deposit, you're entered to win cash.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
This is Juan McCartney, and I am wishing you and your family all the happiness in the world this holiday season and all of God's abundant blessings in the new year. Here's to hoping you have a great 2022.
Producer, he's supposed to put it out going to the break, and you forget. But anyway, we're doing this one out for Graham Rutherford, man. Sparky say he's the chameleon, man, so he dug in the crates and busted. He said I busted one old school off for you the other day, all right? Mr. Producer, let that one play when we go into the break, all right? Bringing back some memories for you with George, with Boy George. I remember when Boy George first came out, some dudes was freaking themselves out until they realized he was a dude. I was like, homeboy, you know that's a dude, right? And then after that, I was... Yeah, well, I don't know, Ron, but the music good. Yeah, everything good.
talented. He's from England, right?
He's from the UK. Yeah, Englishman, man, and he did his thing, man. But nonetheless, we got some games to pick, man. We got some Saturday games, and we got some Sunday games. So, Peter, I need you to let me know who you're liking these. Because like I said, when we get to the break, on the flip side of the break, we got our CBS Sports with their picks for the Saturday games, including the breakdown of that Dolphin game that's coming up. And I don't think it looks good for the Dolphins, but nonetheless, we'll start right now, and we'll get to them. We took the 49ers yesterday. I took the 49ers. I was right. Purdy was wrong. He said Seattle in the upset. But
Judy!
Purdy's doing his thing, dude. And see that smart coaching right there with... Shanahan, not making it too simple, keeping it vanilla, keeping it in his wheelhouse, what he can do well. Rely on the tight end, rely on the running game, and let's see where it goes. And the defense is playing unconscious, and the defense is playing, you know, with urgency because they know a third-string quarterback is in there.
Lights out. I mean, Jesus, they have records on that defense. just whew, talent for day. A lot reminds a lot of when Brady came in for Bledsoe. Wasn't very complicated, kept it simple, running game and defense, and they won, you know, they won with that.
But like I say, you broke up at the end there, Peter. Can you repeat that real quick?
Oh, sorry about that. I said same thing when Brady came in for Bledsoe. They won a Super Bowl, kept just like what you
yeah,
said.
Yeah. They just
kept went coats a lot, running game and defense.
Ben
defense,
Winter Bledsoe. Coats. That was it. You remember yeah, Ben Coats? The Ben
you
Winter
know, Brady
Coats.
Was throwing 60-yard bombs. He was throwing 5-yard passes, 7-yard passes, getting first downs, and they kept it simple. And he's handing the ball off, you know.
Makeshift, a crew of running backs making it happen for him.
Yeah. So the 49ers have the same philosophy. So, yeah, I'm happy for them. It's been a long time for them. They've been suffering for quite a while.
All right. So, the buys are over this week, Peter. So let's see what we like this week. We got the Colts and the Vikings. I like the Vikings to win that game.
Yes. Kirk Cousins is, MVP candidate.
Ravens and the Browns. I like the Ravens to win that one. These are the Saturday games.
Is Lamar Jackson playing?
Nope.
I'm going with the Browns.
I still like the Ravens to win this one.
I think Deshaun Watson
the defense,
is warming up. And
the defense is ridiculous in Baltimore right now. Only one defense checks out better than Baltimore right now. I mean, than San Francisco ever since they added Roquan Smith. It's now Baltimore, and that conversation with San Francisco and Dallas is the best defensive unit in the league via the statistics. And they
make
some
noise.
But you
got Amari Cooper and Deshaun Watson in Cleveland, so...
Cooper's gimpy. He's got injuries. He might not even play this week. And if we know Amari, it might be the time of the year he starts to coast and shut it down, you know?
Oh, look at you throwing shade at your former number one
Amari who? He don't play for the Cowboys no more. Amari who? On Sundays, the Bills and the Dolphins on Saturday night, I like the Bills to win.
I like the Bills and the weather to win, yes.
There you go. We got the Falcons and the Saints. Listen, that NFC South is an absolute garbage truck juice division. Any one of that teams you jump in, I like the Saints to win this game, to jump in it and make it like a log jam going down to the last 4 weeks where a game separates everybody and anybody can still win that division.
I got to disagree. I think Desmond Ridder coming in for Atlanta gives them a jolt, and they're able to squeak out one. But, you know, I think it's going to come down to maybe a missed extra point or missed field goal. But it could go either way. I'm going to go with the Falcons.
Steelers and the Panthers. I like the Steelers to get this one done. The defense is waking up. The running game's starting to wake up. And Pickett, like I say, that's the new Terry Bradshaw there in Pittsburgh. Rocky start, but I think he's going to work out in the long run for him.
Is he playing?
Yeah, he's starting.
I thought Mason Rudolph is playing. Isn't Mason Rudolph the starter?
For what reason?
I think Pickett was hurt. He got hurt.
No,
and then Trubisky threw three interceptions. And then
Pickett came back into the game.
I thought Trubisky finished the game last week.
No.
And three interceptions. And then made a name. Okay.
And apparently this is 4 hours ago. Steelers will announce week 15 starting QB on Saturday morning. Rookie Kenny Pickett, concussion, is still listed as doubtful, but they will make the start tomorrow. So it's probably either going to be Trubisky or Rudolph if Pickett can't go.
Oh, heck with it.
And he came back in, and when he went out the second time, that's when he went into the protocol. He was out.
Well,
then he was
the
in.
Steelers got
then he was out.
And DJ Watt. So we over.
Yeah. So 22 of 30 for 276 and a touchdown, but he had three interceptions. This is Trubisky in the Steelers 16-14 loss. All right.
He had three bad interceptions. They were bad.
Yeah.
They were bad. They
so
were terrible.
We'll see where it goes. We'll see where it happens.
Steelers.
Yeah.
We're gonna roll with the Steelers.
I still like the Steelers getting it done because they both play the same kind of game: run the football, dink and dunk passing.
Yep.
And Sam Darnold does not strike fear in the heart of any defense.
Well, their number one receiver Moore, is out for the rest of the year. So
right, that's another dink right there. So I'm going to go with the Steelers. The Eagles and the Bears, I like the Eagles to win this one.
I'm picking the Eagles by 20.
Yep, Chiefs and the Texans, I like the Chiefs to win this one.
Ooh, the Texans play it close now. I'll say the Chiefs by a touchdown. The Texans, you know, they play close.
No trap game, no hangover here. The Cowboys beat the Jaguars simply because last week was the trap game and the hangover, and we avoided it. So it don't happen this week.
Well, that was scary, wasn't it? In the fourth quarter, wasn't scary?
But that was a brilliant 98-yard drive by Dak with 2 minutes and 36 seconds left to get it done.
Yeah. It was scary.
Lions and the Jets, man. This is a good game, but I'm going to go with the Jets in New York City, man. And the Jets get it done.
The Lions are for real.
It's going to be an entertaining game. But I just think the Jets get it done. The secondary got a little bit of issues. And I think Garrett Wilson goes bananas this weekend, especially if Flacco's at the quarterback.
I don't know, because I think Zach's number two, and then White's possibly hurt. I mean, White is hurt. So
anyway,
he's gonna play.
We got to pick it up because we got to get to the break, and then we got that final segment.
Rapid fire.
CBS.
Let's go.
Rapid fire. Here we go. Cardinals and the Broncos. I like the Broncos at home.
Ooh, Broncos, yeah.
Patriots and the Raiders. I think the Patriots got more urgency, and I think they get it done.
Raiders win. Belichick doesn't do well against assistants.
Titans and Chargers. I like the Chargers to win this one. They hot. And they're at home.
Titans.
Bengals and the Bucks. I like the Bengals to win this one.
The Bucks are a mess. Bengals, yes.
Giants and the Commodores. I like the Commanders. Sorry. I like the Commanders at home.
Commodores actually.
Because they always can be the Redskins in my book. This is a bunch of garbage to me calling them Commanders.
I'm going to roll with Daniel Brown, who said he's coming back next year. So I'll roll with the Giants.
All right, the Packers and the Rams on Monday night. Rodgers over. What's his face?
Baker Mayfield.
Yeah. So I got to go with the Packers getting it done on Monday night.
I'm going to go with Baker because I think that there's enough there for them to pull something off. It's going to be close. It could go with Aaron Rodgers easily. I'm going to have a little bit of faith in Baker and the coach in LA.
All right. Well, I appreciate you chiming in today, Peter. And I just got to get this announcement out real quick before we get out of here. BTC would like to advise customers that we have commenced a disconnection exercise. BTC has an easy and convenient way to pay your bill with My BTC app, online banking, BTC virtual store, fast pay, or call them at 225-5282 to stay connected with BTC. All right. We're up out of here. Have a great Friday. Enjoy your weekend, Bahamas. Be good. If you can't be good at it. For Peter, for Earl, the Pearl, everybody who chimed in all week long, all week strong, have a great weekend. And we will see you on Monday, Lord's Prayer Life. We'll have no fear. We'll be back in the chair to do it all over again. But have a great Friday. Quick commercial break. And CBS Sports got their picks for the Saturday games, including that Dolphin-Bills game on Saturday night. All coming up, taking us home right here on Talking Heads. We'll see you Monday.
Christmas is coming and your fingers are tingling for the KFC flavors that satisfy your cravings. Get that fried chicken holiday vibe with a juicy KFC Festive Feast Mega Pack. Loaded with 8 boneless KFC bites of 100% white meat, a chicken leg, mashed potato with gravy, corn, a biscuit, a delicious guava dessert biscuit, and a mega-sized Pepsi. Have a finger-licking good Christmas with KFC.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always covered me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Kick off the holiday season with Dunkin's 3 delicious signature lattes made with rich espresso and topped with whipped cream. Sip a Dunkin' Peppermint Mocha Latte with mocha and peppermint, or try a toasted white chocolate latte with creamy white chocolate flavor. The new Dunkin' Brown Sugar Cookie Latte features notes of sweet brown sugar and holiday spices. Hurry in today. The Dunkin' Holiday Lattes are only in town for the holiday season. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
Hi, this is Shivago Lang, host of ZLive, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year from Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
CBS Sports HQ presented by Verbo. We have got Saturday football, guys. You gotta love it when you can plan out your whole weekend and know you get to watch NFL games both Saturday and Sunday. So here's what we've got going down. Colts at Vikings. Vikings with a win can lock up the NFC North. They are favored by 4 at home. Ravens at Browns. Remember, no Lamar Jackson for this one. He is out dealing with an injury. So it will be Tyler Huntley versus Deshaun Watson. The Browns favored by 3. And then all eyes on Dolphins at Bills. When it comes to the playoffs, the Bills can actually clinch a playoff spot with a win. But why do we love this game? Because of the snow. Let's welcome in betting expert Tyler Sullivan, giving us some picks for Week 15. So let's start with the easy one. We got Colts at Vikings. Vikings to lock up the NFC North. They're favored by 4 in this one. The total 47.5. What's your best play here, Tyler?
Yeah, I'm going to go over here. That line feels a little fishy to me. Indianapolis obviously hasn't been good this season. Jeff Saturday, they're coming off a bye. I don't know what adjustments he can make with given his inexperience. So I'm going to stay away from that one. That feels a little bit too low. But I do like the over in this game. We know that Minnesota can score under first-year head coach Kevin O'Connell. Kirk Cousins, Justin Jefferson being one of the best wide receivers in the NFL, Dalvin Cook, they have the skill position players to put up points, and they've done that so far this season. The over 5-2 at home this season. The big question is going to be, can Indianapolis keep up? Can they actually score enough points to push this thing over? I think that they can, and it's not so much about that offense in Indianapolis. It's about the Vikings' defense. It's been absolutely horrible this season. The most yards per game allowed through going into Week 15. And since Week 10, it's been absolutely dreadful. Over 30 points per game allowed they've done this season. You see the numbers there, 460.4 total yards per game allowed. Even if you cut that by a third, and let's just say Indianapolis gets to 20, I'm pretty confident that all of a sudden Minnesota can get us into the high 20s, maybe even into the low 30s that push us over here.
You know, we had Patrick Peterson on our show earlier, so I think he's taking this all very personally right now. That game Saturday, 1 Eastern. Maybe it'll be motivation for them. Also Saturday, 4:30 Eastern, Ravens at Browns. Each of the last four meetings between these two teams have been decided by 6 points or fewer. No Lamar Jackson for this one, dealing with a PCL sprain. Instead, we will have Tyler Huntley going up against Deshaun Watson in Cleveland. The Browns are favored by 3. The total is only 38. You like a prop in this one, though.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a player prop. I'm going to look at J.K. Dobbins over his rushing total, 48.5. He obviously made his return last week after dealing with, you know, coming off of IR from that knee injury that plagued him all last season, took a huge chunk out of his season this year, really hurting fantasy owners all around, myself included. But it was a welcome sight to see him last week, 15 carries, 120, and a touchdown, and only played 43% of the offensive snaps. I think that increases a little bit, but even if he stays around that number and sees double-digit carries, an inefficient afternoon for him, I think, gets us over this small number, especially with the matchup against Cleveland. They have not been good against the run this season. 30th in the NFL in DVOA against the run. 4.8 yards allowed per rush this season. It ranks bottom third in the NFL. I think he has fresh legs. I think he's rearing to go to kind of continue to establish himself as an elite running back in the NFL. And he has a good matchup to do it here.
Tyler? It is time for home field presented by Verbo. So the Bills will feel right at home tomorrow night. It will feel anything but for the Dolphins. Here is the thing. We wanted the snow game in Buffalo earlier this season, but that was a legit blizzard, as you can see here. So the Bills, they literally had to use their neighbors, dig themselves out of their houses, go play in Detroit. But hopefully, unless the meteorologists are wrong, and we love our meteorologists, we get a legit snow game this weekend. The Dolphins visiting. Bills a 7-point favorite, but this is not a great spot for Tua here. Anytime, as you take a look at this, it has been below 51 degrees. And I feel like that is not that cold for Tua Tagovailoa. He's lost all four of those games. Let's welcome back in Tyler Sullivan to talk about this game, Dolphins at Bills on Saturday night. Here's the thing, Tyler. Mike McDaniel said he's doing mind over matter. He's just visualizing a win. So we saw this shirt, wish it were colder, at Dolphins practice. He's bopping around. I feel like this is peak Mike McDaniel. He's got the walk there. I'm not cool enough for that. Mike McDaniel is with his shirt there. But what's really going on, Tyler, at Bills practice, we got guys like Shaq Lawson with a full parka underneath his jacket. Tyler, Bills favored by 7. The total is 44. Where do you go in this game?
Yeah, not even that. I mean, you got to go back to last week, too, against the Los Angeles Chargers. This Dolphins team needed heaters on the sideline in Los Angeles. And that was probably, what, a balmy 50 degrees? I mean, I don't think that they know what's about to happen to them when they go into Buffalo. Obviously, Tua Tagovailoa has never seen anything like this in his NFL career at this point. That's why I'm laying the 7 going with the Buffalo Bills here. I even like the under in this game as well. You talk about the temperatures. You talk about the unknown with Tua Tagovailoa in these temperatures. You look at that stat that we saw earlier on the graphic. Those games in the 30s. He had a passer rating in the 50s. It's just not a particularly strong resume for Tua in cold weather. But beyond that, I do think that defenses have started to figure out the Miami Dolphins offense. You look at the past two games, they've scored 17 points in each of those games. And just the passing game in general has been out of sync. Tua in particular with Tyreek Hill, with Jaylen Waddle. It just feels like they're a tick off. And what we've been seeing is defenses applying press coverage, going back into zone, too high safety. And that's what the Buffalo Bills do. Leslie Frazier doesn't really have to alter his game plan all too much. They have press coverage the second highest rate in the NFL this season, 80% of their defensive snaps. So it plays into one of their strengths and one of the things that they do well. And you're talking about a Bills team that obviously plays extremely well at home. They average over 30 points a game at home. They just blow doors against these opponents. I don't know if they'll get there considering the weather, but ultimately I think they're able to shut down this Miami Dolphins offense, not only because of that weather, but because of how they play defense.
Tyler, really quickly, love the holiday lights. Very cute, very festive. You're north of Boston. It's like low 40s there today. From what suggestions, what advice would you give this Dolphins team?
Pack warm, pack those parkas. I mean, I maybe if the NFL will allow you, wear the parkas. I like what the Bills player was doing there. If they'll let you do that, go for it. But 50 degrees, you know, all that kind of stuff, 40 degrees, this is like springtime weather. This is like shorts and a t-shirt for us up here. I don't think that they feel that way, but ultimately get a ton of those heaters on the sidelines, and that's about all you can hope for at this point.
Some of those young guys, they say they've actually never seen snow before. Tyler Sullivan, we appreciate it. We cannot watch to watch this game on Saturday night. By the way, you can join Sportsline right now. Get all those winning picks, best bets for just $1. Go to sportsline.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.